Okay, so I'm Colby Coughlin, the Suicide Prevention Manager at the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board, and we serve the 43 tribes in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And I have nothing to disclose. It's easy. It's my best slide. So we house an epidemiology center at our health board as well. And we have many different programs and projects that we do, and one of them is suicide prevention, and another is Project Red Talon, which is our HIV and STD prevention project, and we work with Native youth in our region. And with those two projects, one large thing that we do is social marketing. And we've created media campaigns and social marketing campaigns, and that's what I'm hoping to be able to talk to you guys about and tell you a little bit about our process. So the outline would be social marketing 101, and then our development process, some campaign examples, and how we've implemented the campaigns, and then of the ones that we have evaluated, kind of how we did that. So social marketing is really important as long as you address specific things. So one thing is we feel the most important is are the people and then the messages. And because we don't have a ton of resources and we don't have all the time in the world and our grants are never funding for 10 years, which would be awesome, we have to really be strategic about our time and who we talk to, and we also like to do kind of a CBPR approach to it, where we're really engaging the community members and talking with them and the stakeholders and making sure that we're talking about their wants and needs and not just us going in as the health board and saying, hey, we know that suicide's a big issue and this is what we're going to do about it when it comes to an awareness campaign. So we definitely want to make sure that we focus on the people and then the messages that they need us to bring across through these materials, which is what this slide says. The audience is the beginning and the end of a social marketing campaign. So to define the target audience, things that we thought about were age, gender, behavior, where are they located, what are their needs, wants, and interests. One thing is we do have urban Indians within our region as well, and that's something that we want to get more into as well. Some of our media campaigns could go both for urban Indians as well as rural and reservation, and some of them, unfortunately, don't. But it's something that we're going to be working towards, and I think we've actually talked with Jamie about that in the past, so hopefully that's something we can do moving forward. And then we also want to know who influences people's behavior, and then what are the barriers to the desired behavior that we're looking for. So, repetition. My dad always told me this in softball. You're going to get good as long as you have repetition. You keep swinging that bat, whether you know you're out in the middle of the yard or you're at practice, and you keep trying. You go to the batting cages. You do all this. I hated that. Repetition, repetition, repetition. I hated that. That was like the worst word ever. But it's so true when it comes to behavior change. The more that people are exposed to the positive behavior, to the positive messaging, the more likely that they're going to retain that information and also gradually change. It might not even be something that they know that they're doing. It's just something that becomes a norm. And we all know about norms in our communities. And if we talk about suicide more often, although it's very tough and it's also a taboo subject, it's something that eventually, oh, it's not that bad to talk about it. And the more that we're talking about it, I'm identifying you as being suicidal, you as being suicidal, you. And you know what? Now we can help each other and then hopefully save lives. And again, taboo subject, but just like with HIV and with STDs and with unintended pregnancies, talking about sex with kids and giving them condoms, and it's like, wait, this is actually a good idea to educate people. So that's what we're hoping to do through some of these awareness campaigns. And I keep saying the suicide piece because of the fact that I'm the suicide prevention manager, but we've also done other social marketing and media campaigns that I will show you. So That repetition of making sure that people are seeing the messages and are openly talking about the subject. And hopefully it'll lead to more behavior change. So our development process, one thing is to just make a plan. You know, it might not look great on paper yet, but start with a little outline. What do you want to do? Who do you want to talk to? What are your primary goals? So we offered some mini grants for HIV prevention media campaigns, and this was something that each of those tribal grantees had to fill out by the end of their year of this funding is, you know, what was their development plan? So they actually filled it out slowly throughout that year and then showed us what their final products were. And there were questions like, what's your campaign's primary goal? And for this grantee plan, they had specific goals in mind based on the funding. And then, how are you going to achieve that goal? Who are you going to talk to? Who are your stakeholders? And it was just all of these things within the plan that if you kind of go down it like a checklist, and then when you talk to your community, have that obviously as open communication, that it might really help to have a plan versus just running into it and saying, you know what, we're just going to create brochures on everybody knows about, you know, suicide warning signs. So let's just put that in a brochure and put it out there. Well, what is it going to look like? What is your language? What's your literacy level? There are so many things to think about. So developing that plan is really important. And so how we went about it is we defined our campaign goals and objectives, and then we engaged potential partners. So we have a group of people called our alliance team, our alliance that we go to, and it's a conglomeration of some coalitions that we've done in the past. We had a suicide prevention team, we had a STD HIV coalition, and et cetera, et cetera. And what we did is we put everybody together because they were all working with adolescents, and then they were showing up to three or four different meetings throughout the year, and then you're traveling more than you're able to actually get in with the community. So we combined that whole thing to be our Native Adolescent Health Alliance. And we talk with them as much as we're able, and we ask them, what messaging is important in your community? Who are the important people that you want us to engage? And a lot of people said the youth was a big deal. And then also the educators that talk with the youth. And then from that, we identified messages and addressed risk and protective factors. And then we tailored design campaign materials to the audience that was selected, so primarily youth. And then selected product and placement strategies. So those are some of the social marketing strategies that are of the norm. And then pretest and revise materials as needed. And then implementing the campaign. So when you're gathering information from your stakeholders, it was important for us to include formal and informal information. So we did surveys, and we did interviews, and we've done focus groups, and then we've also just met with people and had conversations with them, and we've talked to our friends and colleagues and topical experts within our organization and partnering organizations, and also people within states and county offices, because maybe they also work with Native populations. For campaign examples, I know I'm going through this quickly, but there is so much information, and it is available on the website as well, so if you want to look at it. So we had the suicide prevention campaign, and our goal was to reduce adolescent suicide. And contributing factors were silence and stigma, and I talked about that as a taboo issue. And we obtained lots of youth and community feedback, talking about our brand, which our logo be, appropriate media channels. Do people like posters versus brochures versus wallet cards? And we had some people say, to be honest, if you send us posters, we'll use them, but don't print a lot of them because they're going to get thrown away. You know, or people take them at a health fair, and how many people, you go around to the booth and you're so excited, you get all this stuff, and to be honest, when you get to your suitcase and you have to pack everything in and it doesn't fit, what ends up in the recycle bin? I mean, and that's just kind of how it is sometimes, unfortunately. So we definitely wanted to ask what channels were important to these youth in these communities. So here are some of what we've created. Community is the healer that breaks the silence, the one in the top. That was the first suicide prevention campaign that came out, and we're actually updating that right now. That was more of a community focus, and now, although community is still very important, we also want to focus on the individual, because after a second readiness assessment for our region, we noticed that people are just not being able to access, or they're purposefully not accessing the services that are out there. So we do have to do a little bit of an individual feel as well. And then I Strengthen My Nation, that is our alcohol and drug prevention media campaign. And these are things that are available to any Native community. It's not something we charge for. Sometimes they may have to download it themselves because we don't have any in our back stock or whatever, but it is something that we're, you know, please take it. Feel free. And then Stand Up, Stand Strong, Together We Prevent, that's youth bullying, and that is because youth bullying is a factor for suicide, a potential contributing factor for suicide. So it's something that we really wanted to remind people, you know, about bullying and cyberbullying, and it's a modeled behavior, et cetera, et cetera. So those are three of our campaigns. And I Strengthen My Nation, we do a fun thing with youth all the time, and we have these pieces of paper and we have them draw or write how they strengthen their nation. And although it seems so small and not a very large, amazing activity, the things that people write and the things that they start to talk to their friends about is really a lot of fun. And I feel like they're empowered by it. Seeing it on paper, it says, oh my gosh, I do that. I didn't think I did anything. I didn't think I was worth anything. But I teach my language to my siblings. Well, that's huge. How many people actually know your native language? That is amazing. And the fact that you're teaching more and more people, even if they're just within your family. So these are things that I'm hoping that they put up on their fridge or they put on their wall. You know, we don't take them back. This is not something where it's like, hey, we want to, you know, post all of the cool things that you're doing. No, we'll take a picture of it and you keep it, please. You know, and there might be workshops where the facilitators keep things to show it off, and that's awesome, but we want to remind each youth that they are amazing in their own way. So that's something fun that we do. Other media campaigns, so I Know My Body, I Know My Status, HIV tested. So that was with the Indian Health Service as well as Project Red Talon. And then the newest campaign for them is the We Are Native, We Are Proud. We are STD HIV tested, and this is for specifically LGBTQ2S populations. And we're actually going to build on that within the next year and a half for suicide prevention as well, to do a focused population of LGBTQ2S, and we want to build on the We Are Native, We Are Proud. And then we're also going to do returning veterans for American Indian Alaska Natives. And these are some other ones. So My Body, My Mind, and Spirit Are Sacred prevents sexual assault. What is done to one is felt by all. Honor our people. And the bottom right corner is for intimate partner violence. The top left is elder abuse. And then child maltreatment. And all of those were done with the assistance of Meth and Suicide Prevention Initiative and the Domestic Violence Prevention Initiative through the Indian Health Service. And then we have We Are Native. This is Project Red Talon's big woohoo, and it's kind of like our baby that apparently has turned into a toddler now. I'm looking at Amanda. She's one of my colleagues. And it's 2 years old, which is huge. It's so awesome. And it's a multimedia health resource for Native youth by Native youth. The website launched in September 2012. And here's lots of statistics that we have right here. And we just are able to connect with so many youth through this website. It's amazing. And we've had over, like it says, 136,000 page views. And we feel that's a lot for just being 2 years old. And our special features, we have polls, blogs, free gear, and promo kits. And then on the bottom, you can't see it, but it says a video gallery. And the video gallery is actually made by, we bring flip cameras to different conferences, or we send flip cameras out to youth, and they ask questions of people in their community and youths in their community. And then they mail the flip camera back to us, and we'll edit it just for time. We don't edit that much content out. It's just to make it a short video and put them up on our website and our YouTube channel and teach other youth and community members about, you know, what's going on other reservations or in other rural areas, other tribes, and hopefully people are being able to learn from each other with it. So kind of that you are not alone type of feel to it, which is really important. And we also use for this media campaign a Facebook page, and we implement it through and manage it through Hootsuite. I don't know if anybody uses this, but if you have social media, this is a big thing to help manage and implement and track what is going on with your media sites. So with the paper materials, it's a little bit different, obviously. It would be great to be able to just be able to manage everything from one location, but you can't. So Hootsuite is awesome because you can put your Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, Facebook, and apparently now Constant Contact, which is who we use for our e-newsletters. And you can put posts and you can date them and, you know, have them go out in a month. So for a health observance, you know, Suicide Prevention Week is in September, so we could put something out now on Hootsuite, and then all of a sudden next September you'll see it posted. And these are some of the scheduled Facebook posts that we have put out from We Are Native. So pride comes from knowing who you are and what you stand for. We've got one about voting. Almost 2 out of 5 eligible American Indian Alaska Natives are not registered to vote. And then we put a little website on how to register to vote. And then Mozeo is our text messaging service, and you can text a number to get health tips, contests, and et cetera. And this is, again, primarily for youth, but a ton of our users are actually adults, and we just really like to get these awesome health tips. So I'm not going to enter the contest, but I like the health tips personally. And sometimes there'll just be a little quote or some wonderful elder wisdom that somebody will have told us, and we'll put it up there. And you can create ads that can boost if you're doing a media campaign where you want to make sure that more people are seeing it and learning about it. And we did that for We Are Native. And you can put on the targeting part, you can list who those ads are going to go to. So if a person on Facebook is living in the United States, 25 years or younger, who has liked hashtag all of these or one of these at least, it could show up on their Facebook ad section on the right-hand side. So evaluating social media analytics, they completely exist, which is wonderful, and I did not even know about it till, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago, and you can learn so many things about your media campaign and how far of a reach they have, who's actually clicking on your links and going to the web pages that you list. And there's Google Analytics, so you can see who your visitors are. And I'm going through this quickly because I only have about a minute left. And you can look at your page views and how many are bouncing back. So maybe for those people's email addresses, you need to go back through and, you know, update your listserv, basically, which I think is really important. Updating your listserv is huge. If you're getting only like a 2% open rate for your newsletter, time to go back through your list and see why. And that's one thing that I try to do with our constant contact about every 6 months. YouTube, you have analytics and lots of other analytics because I'm about done here. And technology benefits, yes, accessible, acceptable, relevant, and we're hoping they're effective. We're doing a little bit of evaluation on that. Here's our contact information. The slides are up on the APHA page, and if you have any questions, I think we're going into that right now. So I apologize for going through that really fast.
Yay!